Our next presentation and final presentation for the day fits in with the theme of education and access and innovation and images that we've been discussing. It's Building New Paths to Accessibility, Powering the Next Generation of Accessible Educational Materials. Here to give this presentation is the president of the Benetech Corporation. You probably know them best for the Bookshare service, but they're doing many other things to contribute to the Born Accessible initiatives. Here to give a presentation is Betsy Bowman.
Cool. Okay, big points to the music people, but I will always say big points to the music people. Can we give the music people a hand? Woo! All right. Yeah, so it is so fun for me to be able to be here and, one, to actually publicly say the words President Riccobono, because I haven't actually gotten to say that publicly yet, believe it or not, so that is fun. And it's also cool because I get to talk about this new, fun work that we're doing in the Diagram Center. And I say new because we're touching on a bunch of the new technology areas that you've been hearing about this afternoon. And let me dive in, because this is all about the goal that has come up a bunch today, which is everyone should be able to study math and science, everyone, and it should not be limited by things like, oh, but there's so many pictures. Come on, we can do better than that, right?
Yeah.
And that is what our Diagram Center is all about. Because we are techie people, believe it or not, that is an acronym that stands for Digital Image and Graphic Resources for Accessible Materials, but you don't have to remember that, only I do. So know that the Diagram Center, funded by the Department of Ed, is all about this. It's how do we make science, technology, engineering, and I'm going to throw in arts and math education accessible to all. And our goal is really about that, as we want to increase the number of new educational materials that, as Mark Riccobono just said, are born digital and born accessible. And to do that, you got to find a way to get there. So about 7 years ago, we started this center with really just this idea that it's hard. It's hard to do that. So for people like me, I am an engineer, I take that as a challenge. So I think that's super fun. And by the way, I will say, if I were to put another goal on the Diagram Center, I would say one of those goals is that the humanware intern in, say, 2025 has actually gone through much more of their education and gotten solid science, math, and tech engineering kind of skills with better use of images, graphics, and math. So I'm going to make sure you guys get more interns up there in Canada. So what the Diagram Center really looked at was, what are the challenges to making images and math accessible? And what are the things that we can do from a technology perspective, from tools, standards, guidelines, training, to really make that better? And one of the ways that we did that first is say, we need a community. This is not something that we, Benetech, are going to do all on our own. So first, we partnered with really super smart people. So I had the fun of putting this whole center together at one point with George Kirscher, Jim Fruchterman, and Larry Goldberg. George with the DAISY Consortium, and Larry Goldberg with WGBH, NCAM, and Benetech all were the beginning partners of this. And then what we did is build a big community, and we now have over 50 organizations that are all involved. And this is people and individuals from teachers and students, to tech companies, to the National Federation of the Blind, to many other organizations that are all really saying, you know what, we all care about this area, and it's going to take a lot of smart people to make it better. So I'm going to make the same plea that I've been making for years on this, which is, all of you smart people, come on and join this, because it's really a movement. It's not just a project. And we need more of this kind of great energy and smarts. And so I'm going to say this one more time later, but the website to go to is diagramcenter.org, and there's tons of information there and ways to get connected and hear what's going on. But let me give you a couple of highlights. So we're going after what big challenges. So to make an image accessible, you have to have expertise about the image. It takes time. If you're going to do it after the fact, especially if you're doing it in a book that's already been published, for example, you know, how do you get it? How do you deal with training? There's a real lack of resources and guidelines out there, and we saw a need to jump all over that. And published materials, as I said, do need to end up being born accessible. So we also directly involve publishers in these activities because we want to make stuff that work for them, because then we don't have to go do it after the fact. They'll do it, which is going to be better because they're the ones creating the materials in the first place. They know what they're trying to convey by these images. And the other problem we saw very quickly as we started looking at images is math. Because unfortunately, as many of you have encountered, even in an ebook, many ebooks, the math equations come out as images. So we knew we also couldn't just think about the diagrams in math, but we had to think about math itself and math equations. So some of the tools and products that we've come out with are things like tools for end users. We have something called the Math Support Finder because I don't know how many of you have experienced this. You've got to try to use certain kind of tool on a certain kind of platform, and if it's this tool on Windows and that tool on iOS, they work differently, and they work differently with different screen readers. So the Math Support Finder actually helps you understand the whole flow of all of those pieces together and what sort of math support you as an end user can get from those tools. But what about the other side of it? How do you do math? How do you show your work? How do you do all of those things? And so we've done a couple of early projects in Diagram, and now we're working on a new version of really a math editor tool that would say, what kind of interaction could you use? Can you use audio? Can you use dictation? Can you have dynamic interactions? Can you use gestures? What are all the ways that you can input and output math to make it much more accessible and easier to do? And the interesting thing is, this is yet another example of the things that we say this is about accessibility, but in fact, online math is a problem for kind of everybody because teachers will always say, show your work. Well, how do you do that on a computer? It's kind of hard. And even with, you know, tablets and things that people write on, they're not always that accurate. So we find that some of the work in math that we've done have actually had a lot of application that we see potential for the entire education system. And that's great because then it'll help everybody. And that means that we get the accessible, inclusive products that we need. For content creators, so how do you create this stuff? Because that's what we really want, right? We want math and images to be accessible. So we've done something on the math side called MathML Cloud. So math markup language is one of the ways that math is accessible, but it's not that available. And so we'd have content creators saying, well, but if we produce MathML, there's nothing to read it on. And we'd have the reading tool people saying, but our reading tools don't work for that because there isn't any of it around. And we said, whoa, this is a chicken and an egg problem, so let's kind of get right in the middle of the chicken and the egg and start to create some bridging tools. And so MathML Cloud was designed for that, so that people can upload lots of different forms of math and get lots of different forms of math that will work as tools are progressing. Finally, on the image side, we started quite early in Diagram with something called the Poet tool. And we've done about 50,000 images through Poet that we've put in Bookshare, for example, and that's doing full-on descriptions. But we realized a few things had to happen. One, there need to be standards so that publishers of books and users and makers of tools can all talk and know what to look for. So we made a whole model of what it means to be an accessible image. Full description, not just alt text, is really the goal. What about if you have a tactile? How do you get to it? So a lot of those kind of just nuts and bolts things that actually make all these cool products work. And then we turned Poet into a training tool because we had lots of publishers and colleges and others saying, well, we want to learn how to do image descriptions. So Poet actually lets somebody go through and do self-paced study, gives examples, gives templates. So, you know, why do you have, if you have a bar graph, why do you have to rewrite the description for a bar graph every time you get a new bar graph? We can sort of give you a little fill-in that says just fill in the right numbers, and now you've described your bar graph. And of course, anything mathematical like that over time can just be generated automatically. And so that's something that we built into MathML Cloud, and some of our other work is how can we get machines to do the stuff machines can do so that volunteers and other folks that are publishers and colleges and universities don't have to be the ones doing it, the whole thing with people power. One of the most exciting things that we're working on in Diagram is something that Dr. Maurer talked to me about some time ago. He said, wouldn't it be great if there was a place we could go to find accessible images, especially for STEM education? And we've had that, you know, bouncing around a Diagram for a while. So we are working on something called Benetech Image Share that is actually that. It's a repository for all sorts of accessible images. So images that are described, images that are 2D tactile graphics, images that are 3D tactile graphics. And we're even looking at things like haptics that will buzz your phone when you touch it. And having all of that available in a repository, but also a registry so that if it lives somewhere else online, you can still find it through this index. So would that be kind of cool to be able to have a great way to find all the accessible images out there? All right. Well, we think so too, and we piloted it recently at the California School for the Blind, the Texas School for the Blind, and a couple other places, and piloted it with basically like 10th grade biology pictures, and we learned some things. We got some good feedback. There are some things that still need to be tweaked, but one of my favorite things is that one of the teachers at the California School for the Blind said, for those ones that were locked in and worked really well, they were life-changing. That's what we want to see. We want these things to be out there and to be so good that they are life-changing. And so that's what we will continue to work on, and we expect to have a beta of this. So this is not something you can use today, but we expect to announce a beta of this at CSUN next year in March. It's usually February or March. So stay tuned. We're looking for more good content. We're looking for, you know, all kinds of new things. So, for example, we have a university volunteer who's really good at physics, who is basically taking open content physics diagrams and making them accessible and putting them in ImageShare. So these are the kind of partnerships that we want to continue to have because that, hey, go learn physics. I happen to have loved it, chemistry not so much. But, you know, we want it all out there for all of you. We'll also build a lot more connectors into ImageShare so that many of you have heard of big image repositories like Getty Images or for 3D objects, things like Thingiverse, which, you know, we've done a bunch of 3D printing of objects from Thingiverse, but it's just not fully oriented toward accessibility. So how can we work with them to get some of those images available and then make them accessible? So stay tuned for a lot more on Benetech ImageShare and a whole bunch of new things. So what's next? We are excited about the NFB Tactile Art and Graphics Symposium that's coming up later this year that we're going to participate in. We're doing a bunch of machine learning. A bunch of my co-speakers here have mentioned things like that. And something with images, that is something that machines can learn. So, for example, we have somebody at the University of Wisconsin-Madison under another Department of Ed grant. Yay, Madison. Doing some work, basically feeding those. I mentioned we had like 40 or 50,000 images we described in Bookshare. Well, they're taking those descriptions and feeding it into a computer and basically saying, how can a machine use human-described images to learn how to describe images? And so that's early days. I think we'll probably not see any results on that until next year, but that's a great example when people talk about machine learning. The machines need something to learn with. And so our hope is that we can, I always say there's a gap that people have to fill, and that is slow and expensive, and the more we can narrow that gap for describing images to a smaller gap with machines, that's going to be better for all of us. There's still going to be stuff that I don't think a computer's ever going to learn how to describe. You know, going through an art museum or something is pretty hard for a computer, but math, computers are good at math. I think they can do that. You know, we're also talking with groups like Microsoft and others around things like how do you identify math equations in books that are there as images and help more automatically turn them into, you know, real math markup language without tons and tons of review and proofing. So that's big. Some of the other new areas are not static images. What about video? What about interactives? I mean, this is all about the education of the future, and more education is online. More and more education are interactive lessons that are sort of like, if you think about accessibility, it's like a video and a tactile and a book all in one. And so, but we're trying to take that on. We're working with a group at the University of Colorado Boulder. Hello, Colorado. called FET that do these really cool interactive science lessons. And I said to them some years ago, but you guys, they are so not accessible, and they so could be if you really worked on it. And so they're doing some neat stuff within the Diagram Center as well, and including things like if you have a sound, and this goes back to something Dr. Maurer said, if you have a sound for certain actions, like the little ball falling down the hill in a physics lesson, how can you make sound standards so that the sound of the little ball falling down the hill is not in the next lesson the sound of something going up the hill? That would be kind of bad. So basically, they're doing some really cool stuff like that. Video description is another area, and there were some other projects like Josh Mealy at Smith Kettlewell, who, Josh, if you are here, I need to say hello to you, but did some really great stuff with a software called UDescribe, and we want to do some more expansion with that. You'll also see a lot more out of Diagram around implementation, because though we get to do very cool R&D, it's got to get implemented to really be useful. So we're going to keep user testing, so we're going to keep coming back to lots of folks to make sure this stuff works. We're piloting how to do timely delivery of 3D manipulatives for children, along with another university, and we've been talking with groups like Lighthouse San Francisco and others who are way getting into the 3D area. So I really want to wrap up to say all of these things are all going back to that initial thing that Mark Riccobono said, which is we've got to have materials accessible, and we really got to have them born accessible. So I will say one other related thing that through all of this work of Diagram and with some of our work with Bookshare with hundreds of publishers, we have over 850 publishers we've worked with on Bookshare, we've kind of put the two together and come up with a recent, just announced last month, certification of accessible books, so that you will now be able to soon go see that books have been certified accessible, so that when, why guess, right? Why guess? And we're getting great publisher interest in that, so I'm very happy to say that I think you will see more about that soon, and schools will know how to buy accessible materials without having to take a whole class to study accessible materials. So thank you all very much, and have a great convention.